Security, 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 one of us kids on markers. Now coming clear to see you, North Dock. Outbound for the lake, standing by channel 16 and 13. Security, 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 one of us kids on marker. All clear to see you, North Dock. Outbound for the lake, standing by channel 16 and 13.
Good morning, everybody. A little bit of information from me before we get into the professionals doing the voiceover. Anyways, this is the trip where the Barker came in broken on November 24th at 7:30 in the morning. They hit Port Terminal 9 for port services. Everybody knows port services means they had some repair work being done. I believe everyone knows they had an engine issue. They stayed docked at Port Terminal 9 until December 13th, then they had to bump over to Port Terminal Dock 2 because the Federal Ulster came in to discharge material and they needed that side. They finally departed Port Terminal 2 on the 17th of December, heading up to CN to load iron ore. They were originally on the schedule to be loading in two harbors, but that mishap brought them to Duluth. What you're watching is them leaving CN Duluth December 18th with a load of iron ore to Toledo, Ohio. So in a nutshell, that little mishap mechanically took them out of service for 19 days. Imagine the cost. And if you're wondering, that is the G-Tug Missouri. They're just kind of holding their hand, riding along with them in the event that their newly rebuilt engine has an issue. Now you can enjoy the professionals on their dissertation. Thank you.
Duluth Aerial Bridge, the James R. Park.
The Aerial Bridge, Channel 10.
Channel 10. James R.
Hi, this is the bridge on 10.
Hey, good evening. We're just coming around Rice's Point here. I'm just giving you a shout.
Sounds good, Cap. I'll see you in a little bit.
Sounds good.
Bridge clear.
Visitors right now coming through the Duluth Ship Canal, we have the James R. Barker. The James R. Barker was built in 1976 by the American Shipbuilding Company at Lorain, Ohio. She measures 1,004 feet in length, 105 feet in width, and 50 feet in depth. James R. Barker is powered by two 8,000 horsepower, 16-cylinder Colt peel stick diesel engines, which give her a top speed of 16 knots or about 18 miles per hour. She's also equipped with a 5,000 horsepower bow thruster to aid her maneuverability in port. The Barker has 36 hatches on her deck, which open into 7 cargo holds located below deck. Each hatch covering measures 65 by 11 feet. Carrying capacity of 63,300 tons. Above her deck is a 250-foot self-unloading boom, which allows her to unload her own cargo at a rate of 10,000 tons per hour without the aid of shoreside equipment. The James R. Barker is currently owned and operated by the Interlake Steamship Company of Middleburg Heights, Ohio. The James R. Barker is named in honor of the president and chairman of the board of the Interlake Steamship Company. Built for $43 million under the Merchant Marine Act of 1970, the Barker was the first 1,000-footer to be entirely built on the Great Lakes and the first 1,000-footer to have all accommodations located in a rear superstructure. Her design served as a model for the next 10 1,000-footers built after her. In 2017, she was the first ship to carry Cleveland Cliffs new Mustang iron ore pellets. Once again, the James R. Barker, 1,004 feet, leaving with a load of iron ore pellets.